congratulations on a great big win by your team. They sure worked hard.
Thanks, Kelly. Can you hear me all right?
I sure can.
All right. Thank you. It was a hard, hard-fought 3 points. A little bit of a different game than we saw last night. Give Duluth credit. They decided to go with a very risky scheme, trying to fly wings and kind of just leave their goalie and their two defensemen and one player trying to fend off a 3-4 person attack. But you know what? We did enough, and I thought we played a real solid third period just in terms of just managing the game.
The first period you guys owned, outshooting them 13-7, but what a great big play. That long headman pass from your own zone to Abby Haluska, that breakaway for her, that's got to just boost her confidence going forth.
Well, yeah, it was a nice play by them. Great pass by Haley Mack. But Abby's shown that she's a finisher, so that was certainly after yesterday's frustrating game to get up one on them early in the first was big.
And then you get a goal from your freshman defenseman, the smallest player on the ice, Tina Campa. That is as big as they come for her. How excited was she when she came to the bench after that one?
Well, she was excited. You know, she was she. I asked her because, you know, obviously they were reviewing it, and she said, "Oh yeah," she said she saw it go in and out. So, big goal. Obviously, turns out to be the game winner. So, absolutely, it was she'll never forget it.
You get solid goaltending from Erin Dieter. She didn't have to see a lot. Made 17 saves here today, but obviously vying for that starting role. What did you think of her play today?
Like you said, just real solid. Not a ton of ton of work, but she stopped the ones she had to. And, you know, she the only goal she gives up was a breakaway. So it was a needed performance for sure for the entire team.
One thing I noticed from your team today is how controlled they were coming out of your zone. I know that was something that they had struggled with last weekend and the previous weekends, but especially like just coming out into the neutral zone, they just had control of the puck more. Was that something you saw as well?
Yeah, I thought we had some real good outs, Kelly. I thought we were making some real good short plays, and our weak side wing did a nice job of coming across the support when she read the play. So, yeah, that was an area of the game I thought we did a real nice job was exiting our zone.
And your team looked pretty confident, too. Those kind of plays, when they're made well, gives your defense and your offense a bit of confidence there. The other thing about your team today, 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. You mentioned it in our pregame show. We weren't going to see a ton of penalties between these two teams, but, again, Radke looks so good on that PK.
Yeah, the whole group, all of our penalty killers, I thought did a tremendous job. And, you know, Kiki's such a fast player, and she's got plays with a lot of energy, so she's an outstanding penalty killer just because of that, and she's got good instincts. So, yeah, she and Haley did a nice job. Obviously, Summer and Bergie and Riley. I mean, all of them, and of course, the defensemen do a great job too. So, obviously, a big part of the game today was our penalty kill.
You could tell there was a little bit more fire in their bellies today with this one, and a great battle there in the third to keep the Bulldogs from getting that game tying goal. Again, Coach, congratulations. You know, you've got a weekend off. What are you hoping to accomplish between now and your next games?
Well, we need a break. It's been a grind since we started camp. We've just had the Sundays off pretty much from day one. So we're going to take Monday off. We'll take Thursday off, and we're going to need to skate Saturday, Sunday next week because we play Monday. So just give them a little bit of time off. Hopefully, get the legs refreshed. And like I said, we this is one. We want to get on a roll. So the next one up is next Monday against these Dogs again.
What is that going to be like, meeting up with the Bulldogs again, but in neutral ice and in the Hall of Fame game on a Monday night?
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be over 2,000. The Hall of Fame committee and the hockey community of Cambridge, I say, have done a tremendous job. All the proceeds are going to benefit a young hockey player by the name of Matt Olson, who was severely injured in a hockey game, and he's been paralyzed. So there's a silent auction items came out. There's a lot of really neat things on that, and it's going to be a great environment. Like I said, it's going to be smaller. It's going to be back to your roots. It's going to be like for all of our players, it's going to be like back in high school or midget. It's going to be a very small, intimate building, but it's going to be a packed house, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Will that game count in the WCHA standings?
It will not count in the standings. It'll count in our overall record. It's one of our 34 games, but it's a non-conference game, so no points.
Well, Coach, thanks again. Congratulations on the big win here today and on the first WCHA win of the season.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Binding Communications post-game show. Again, a fantastic, hardworking, big-time win for this Beaver squad. A well-earned win for this Beaver squad.